Hélène Cizou, We Defy Augury. You never know who to expect. My books are nautical self-constructions, I tell my daughter, free in their movements and in their choice of routes. They can take to air or water, founder or fly, be composed of several stories, jokes, eyewitness accounts, true or false. They are enriched with alluvial deposits from all the worlds, dropped into this or that chapter. A gracious contribution from the gods. They are the product of many makers, dreamed, dictated, cobbled together, augmented with fantasies, whence the plurality of their birthplaces. If to take notes on the voyage, I am at anchor in my Aquitaine study. My spirits come and go among the cities and times that inhabit the different floors of my mental library. The readiness is all. Whatever the hour, the page, the rule of hospitality is what directs the book. You never know what to expect, I tell my daughter, what the weather is like, how old you are, for which country you have a ticket, with whom you are about to quarrel. Today, I encountered an ancient tortoise I hadn't seen since Algiers. She went away. Her going left me with a small ache of fatality. That she should depart was written. In spite of myself, I was forced to love her, because she loves music, because the tortoise folk were in the garden a long time before the human colonization, because you'll never hear her sob and wail. Must the book adopt her? Did she leave a long time ago? My daughter asks. 60 years. Nothing could have kept her. That's why I never forgot her. Tortoise rhymes with stubbornness, my mother says. I'm a little worried, I say to my daughter, because of the tortoise. Isn't it incongruous? She's part of the family, my daughter says. Do we lead destiny or does destiny lead us? Uncertainty is the soul of literature. The fear of being incongruous is what's incongruous, my daughter says. I seem to recall having been jealous of the tortoise because of her age, because she carries time on her back. There you had someone who listened to no one. She followed her being. I had a friend who used to say, Ich bin so unanständig. I am so indiscreet, my mother says. Who was she? I forget if it was Frau Engers or me, says my mother, and we laugh. Even in 1930 she was headstrong. She was a modist. She was modest. She made hats too beautiful to be believed. She gave my mother her husband on a Friday. In 1925, perhaps. My mother is a tortoise. Everything about her is tortoise-like. The slowness, the longevity, the neck, the indestructibility. Isaac sleeps. He's hibernating under the paper. I go out with my mother. We take tiny steps against the wind. My soul folds under a gust of grief. Jacques weeps without constraint for his captain, who dies on page 95 and is resurrected on page 98. In the gust of wind, I became teary. During the whole of our walk, my mother tells me about Pauline, her hostess's niece. The next day, today I will tell you about the nephew, my mother says, and so we come to the small observatory. I say, starting now, you stop. What do I have to do with nephews? My mother bursts out laughing and goes on talking. She says, the things of the past. I listen with the ear of the future that will be bereft of the day the sempiternal things of the past no longer turn up. I should have asked her what she was doing in the 15th arrondissement of Paris in the summer of 1942, instead of being in Oran sewing her couture robes. But that's a question no one can answer any more. And how she managed to escape from the cordoned-off district, which would have interested me. But without Pauline, I would never have been born. Without Pauline from Oran, the young Eve from Osnabrück would never have met Dr. Georges Cizou. In 1935, she didn't yet have a chicist studio in the 15th. This morning, it is the year 2017, the 16th of July. When I wanted to get out of the house, to continue my memory walk, I couldn't open the gate. We are captives. It is written up there, the book told me. By dint of following Jacques, who follows his master as you follow yours, we find ourselves in the prison like Aesop. Do I need to refresh your memory?